Hi everyone, welcome to episode 48 of Tea in the Treetops podcast. I'm Angela.
And I'm Philippa, and this is the official podcast of the Tea in the Treetops book review blog. Today is Friday and it's November 18.
And in today's episode, it's only like 5 weeks until Christmas. It's not far away. So we're going to talk about what we have on our wish lists for Christmas, and maybe we'll talk about some of our favourite books that we've read through the year, that so we might give you some ideas what to get the bookish people in your life. And we're also going to catch up on all the things that we've been reading and watching, and I'm going to share my newest fandom that I've joined since our last episode, which was ages and ages ago. Whoops, sorry about that, we got very busy. Also had to say that it was our third blog-iversary last week. So hooray, congratulations to us, high five. And congrats also to Madison, who won our giveaway. So we gave away a thing from Kate, who's from Paper Fury blog.
Okay,
we gave away something from her Society 6 shop. So and Madison chose a little pouch that had a Illuminae quote on it, so that was pretty cool. So I hope you enjoy that. What else have we got for news? We've got the Goodreads Choice Awards are on at the moment. Have you had a look, Billy?
No, I haven't. And to be honest, I feel like I've been so behind this year in reading, but I don't know if I'll have even read enough of them to be able to actually participate. That's all right. I can still have a look.
Yep. Well, the annoying thing about the young adult category is that there's all of the fantasy and sci-fi books are all in together. So that category is just, it's so hard to choose one. So I think they're up to the semi-final phase at the moment. So we'll see who ends up in the finals. And good luck to Jay Kristoff and Amy Kaufman, because Gemini is in there. I think that's the only Aussie book.
I'm going to read that series. I swear, I'm still devastated it's not on Audible, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
All right. Shall we talk about our wish list first?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about what we've been reading after that.
Okay. Sounds
good. Would you like to go first?
All right. Well, I've only put a couple of books on my wish list, and they aren't ones that are coming out in December or anything like that. They've actually just come out. They're both book three of a series, and I've quite enjoyed both of them. So the first one is The Fate of the Teeling by Erica Johansson, I think is how you pronounce her surname. Now, they were actually the first audiobooks that I read this year, at the beginning of this year, and I totally loved it, and it was a really, I don't know, it's a really lovely, just gritty fantasy, true fantasy series, basically, so it'll be really nice.
That's like The Queen of the Teeling is the first one, right?
Right. So I'll be really interested to see how that all finishes up, because it went off in a totally different tangent than I expected in book two, and I really liked it. So it'll be good to see how that finishes off. And then the other one is A Million Worlds with You by Claudia Gray, another great parallel universe, multiverse book that has the most awesome book covers ever. So I really would like a physical copy of that one.
That is a nice cover. I like that one.
Yeah, they are just adorable. And the books are really good too. Anything that takes you into different parallel worlds, and, you know, they're all really interesting worlds. So it's been really good. You will have to read them one day.
Yeah, I know. They're on my list. I haven't got any of them yet. Oh, no, I've got Queen of the Teeling.
Yeah.
I just haven't got around to it yet.
They're quite big books, the Teeling ones, for YA. Yeah. I think you'd really like it, because it's really true, gritty fantasy, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Okay.
So what about
I've got loads on my wish list.
Yes.
So I really want to read Six of Crows and The Crooked Kingdom.
Yep.
By Leigh Bardugo, because everyone says that how wonderful they are. And I still haven't read Ruin and Rising, which is the third Grisha book. So if I got a copy of Six of Crows, I think I'd have to get into that first, probably, just to finish off that trilogy, although I don't really remember what happened in the first two, so I might have to go back and do a whole reread.
I listened to the first one and I really liked it, but then I kind of went off on a tangent and I haven't read the second one yet, or the third.
I remember loving the first one.
Oh, it was great. It's just, and I really want to read them before I read Six of Crows.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you have to, but
it's still in the same universe, so I think it's probably worth it.
Yep. And then the other one I was after was The Rose and the Dagger by Renee Ardy, which is the second one in the... Now I've forgotten what the first one was called. The Wrath,
I know
the
Wrath
cover. And the Dawn.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, I know the cover. The covers are awesome.
Yeah, and that's mostly the reason that I want the second one, because they're so pretty that I take pictures of them and put them on Instagram. But no, the first one was great. It was really... It was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the second one, because it's a duology as well, so the second one is the ending. So
yeah.
I feel like I need to finish the story off.
Yeah.
The other one that I really loved the sound of during the year that I never got to was This Savage Song. Is that what it's called?
This Savage Song. Anyway,
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that it actually involved music in it, but apparently it does, and it's really, the way the music's in it is really good or something. I don't know anything else about it, but it sounds really awesome. A lot of people loved it.
Yeah,
so
I think it's more of an urban fantasy, if I remember correctly. I actually think I have a review copy, and I've never read it, which is terrible. But I'm pretty sure I got one off Edelweiss like last year.
Yeah.
It might have been, because did this come out at the beginning of the year? Oh, no, maybe not.
It was a lot earlier in the year. It was around when we were reading the Shadows one, the Darker Shade of Magic.
Okay, maybe so the middle of the year. Maybe I thought about it or thought I'd seen it online, maybe. I can't remember. The cover does look familiar, but it's not exactly what I expected it. I just had a look. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it sounds good anyway. Now, the other thing that I've had on my list for a long time that, and I saw them, it's like a box set of Puffin Kids classics. So it's got like six books in it, and they're hardcover, and there's beautiful different colours. And it's like Peter Pan, Black Beauty, and Green Gables, those kind of ones. And I'm kicking myself because I saw them in Big W and they were like $35. And I didn't buy it at the time because I thought, oh, I'll wait until Christmas and get it then. Now they're not there anymore. And if you buy them from like other shops, they're like $120 or something like that.
Man.
Like, oh, why did Big W have them for so cheap? I do not know, but I'm sad that I didn't get it at the time. So anyway, I'm trying to see if I can find a cop, like a, I may end up just buying the classics individually anyway, because they're pretty, and you know the kids need to have them to read them.
There are extra ones as well that aren't in the box set, because Playing Beady Bop, which is one of those really classic Australian.
Oh, there's a huge range of those hardcover
in that, yeah, and
like the Penguin ones.
Yeah, but like a lot of them are still in the Puffin Classics range, just without being in that box set.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll have to go and look around. Okay. The other thing, have you got a favourite book that you read this year that you want to suggest people get for Christmas for somebody?
Okay, all right. If you've got one...
Just put you on the spot
first,
there.
I have a think about what I really liked. I don't know. I would say it's probably going to be the Colours of Madeline series by Jacqueline Moriarty, which I think I read quite early in the year. And I just loved, like, I honestly haven't read very much this year. That is the reality of the situation. But I would say that they are the first books that come to mind anyway. I just really enjoyed them. They wouldn't be for everybody, but they were just totally up my alley. I loved them. Maybe The Sounds Game was pretty good. Courts of Mist and Fury was really awesome, but that's the first book, if you know what I mean. So... I don't know.
Yeah.
That would have to be the trilogy. I would have to say that was series two. That was amazing.
Yep.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to say that I really enjoyed Gemina.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love Illuminae as much as other people did, but yeah, it was like, I loved the formatting of the book and everything. Like the actual style of it was amazing, but the story was a bit sort of whatever. But the second one is awesome. The characters are a lot more likable, and just the story of it was really amazing. So mind blowing, kind of awesome story. So I recommend that.
Yep.
You can borrow my copy after you've read Illuminae.
Well, I think I've actually already bought it and I've just not read it, because I am going to read these books. If it kills me.
Didn't you buy it when we were at the Writers' Festival?
I think so. I have all of January where I'm not studying. Admittedly, I will have children with me. But all of January, I will be able to get some reading in, won't I? I have high hopes. High hopes.
We can hope. Good luck.
Mm.
All right. What else am I going to suggest? I can recommend. Okay. So I binge read over the last basically 2 months the Raven Boys series, the Raven Cycle, Maggie Stiefvater. I loved that. That was amazing. Yes. Really, really good. Very creepy. It's kind of paranormal weirdness, but amazing writing and just really good.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 4 of them. They're all out, and the hardcover copies of them are just gorgeous. They're like shiny and textured and really nice. So I haven't got a copy of any of them. I got them from the library, but I want to try and get a copy just because I really like them to be on my shelf.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. After you said that last time, I think I borrowed out the first audiobook, but I didn't get a chance to listen to it. Like, I was still listening to something else and it expired before I finished it. So I will have to borrow it out again.
Yep, make sure it goes on your list.
Hey, you might know, but I'm pretty sure I didn't read it till the beginning of the year, and that was Lady Helen and the Dark Days Club. But I'm positive it came out just before Christmas last year. Is the second book about to come out?
I think so. I haven't seen... I'm trying to remember who the publisher was. We got advanced copies from the Harper Teen event.
Yes. Okay, yeah, all right. So book 2 isn't coming out till January 31st.
Well, that's what happened last year with the American copy.
Oh, so I'm looking at the American version. Okay.
It came out in America in January, and in Australia it was already out in December.
Okay, all right. So
hopefully that means it's coming.
Because that was great.
The Dark Days Pact, I think.
Yes, Dark Days Pact.
Yeah.
Yes. So is it going to be for Australia, Lady Helen and the Dark Days Pact? Is she keeping the two different titles?
I don't know. Is it on Goodreads under the?
It's just saying the Dark Days Pact. I'll just have a look at all editions and see if I can find anything. Lady Helen and the Dark Days Pact. Nope. Yep. HarperCollins Australia, January 1st, 2017. So we get it at the beginning of the month, not the end of the month. But it's definitely sticking to a different name and different cover. So our cover is staying in that same look, but it's a blue-based one.
Right, okay. Well, I will add that to my wish list.
Add that to my want to read, yes. Okay, because that was a really great book too, I think, for the year. Admittedly, I don't have that many to say I've read, but that was definitely up there.
No, I just finished reading another book that was not similar, but in the same kind of historical paranormal thing, and that was the... Book of Whispers by Kimberly Starr, who is the winner of the text prize for last year.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, the Crusades, like the going to Jerusalem and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, but there are demons who are like possessing people and trying to stop them, and the demons are actually helping them on their way to Jerusalem, but for evil purposes. It's like, it's really good. I really enjoyed that. It's a standalone, it's not a series. Yeah. It's just a one-off.
Isn't this young adult? Okay. It's got a pretty nice cover. I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah, I think it's marketed. It's young adult, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'd stick that on my want to read list along with everything else.
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing I've I've just an idea for people if they're looking for presents for people is subscription boxes. Now, the problem with subscription boxes generally in Australia is that they're prohibitively expensive because of shipping, because most of them are in the US.
Yes.
And the ones like Owl Crate and whatever that have like really awesome stuff in them usually would end up costing like, I don't know, 50 more bucks a month mm-hmm. for us, just because it costs a lot to ship it. But there yep. are a couple of Australian book box ones that yep. are Australian based that'll be a little bit cheaper for people. And one of them is called the YA Chronicles. .com.au. They haven't given me anything for free for saying this, by the way, but they do have some awesome books in their list.
Yeah,
they are, you know, YA and not always fantasy. Obviously, sometimes they've got contemporary books in there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always like the look of what they put on there. I haven't looked up the
site thing to say see. Is it is quite expensive. Like. I love that it's an Australian business. I really do. And I think it's a great idea. But you're putting a yes. lot of faith and love, and you really have to be a big book fan to not know what book you're getting, to have paid $30 plus postage and handling.
That's right. It's just one book.
It's just the one book.
But you get some right. other things as well. Usually oh, they have like
okay.
prints all right. and Let's... jewelry and
bits and pieces
like that.
For a real yeah. bookworm. If you don't know what to get them, it's never going to go badly, is it?
I mean, you don't have to subscribe to like a whole year's worth of them either. Yes. Often they'll have like a 2 month thing or a, mm-hmm. you know, and you can get, often there's discounts and stuff too around for these things.
Yeah.
And the other one, which I thought sounded interesting, was bookabuy.com.au. I'll put links to these in the notes, but that one you actually tell them what you are interested in. So you pick a, like a, category, so you can say that you always want fantasy or you always want romance or whatever, and then you tell them some information about yourself. I'm not really sure what that entails, but then they personally pick a book for you that they think you might like.
Okay,
so you get a book each month that way, which I thought was a pretty cool idea.
Australia as well, is it? Okay,
yeah. All and right. I think our friend Natasha is or gets that one already, because she actually sent me a link to it
yeah
on Facebook one time, so okay, yeah. we'll have to ask her how she finds it, but but yeah, I thought that sounded like a pretty neat idea,
because it's yeah, I think it's a little bit more as well, but I don't know if that one's as personalized perhaps as the YA Chronicles ones. I don't know, I'm just having a quick quiz online.
Well, like, there are other ones that that only ever have fantasy.
Somebody ever gave me a subscription, I wouldn't be complaining. It's a Christmas present, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty sort of pricey way, like present. But, you know, there's yeah. someone in your life who's a book fan, a book person, then, you know, it'd be an awesome present, I reckon.
That's right. Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, there are people out there who subscribe to like 4 or 5 of these things. I don't know how they pay for it all, but
I'm gonna,
you know, if you're going to be buying books.
Out children. 2 incomes, no children. That's all I can. That's my guess.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Yep, you're right. All right. Well, I hope we've helped give you some ideas about what you might like to get people for Christmas. Now, we better move on. Let's see. Do you want to talk about what you've been reading? I know you said you haven't read much.
Because it's very lately. Short and sweet. So it's been a while since we last chatted, but I've read a whole grand total of 2 books. They were bigger books, I'll say that much, and I audiobooked them both. So they did take up a fairly long period of time. So I finally read Empire of Storms by Sarah J. Maas, and that was amazing. I really don't feel that this is a YA series anymore. I feel that this is breached into more adult fantasy, or dare I say it, romance fantasy. It was pretty graphic at points, especially for a YA book, but that's all right. I was okay with that. And I thought it ended in a really good place, and I'm kicking myself that I haven't read any of the short stories, because I just felt that you could tell there were backstories to a lot of these little characters that I didn't know. So I am going to go and read them at some point. I promise, before the last book. I really enjoyed it. I felt it all just was coming together really, really well. And there were some really good twists there at the end. And I was really interested with what was happening with Dorian specifically. And I felt that was all Harry Potter-esque. I don't know if you felt that way with the...
Harry Potter?
Well, it's like...
Do you want to go into spoilers now, or are we just...
Yeah, lock your ears if you don't want to hear this.
Okay, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Okay, and this is Harry Potter spoiler alert, if that's even possible these days as well. But you know how there's always that it could have been Harry or it could have been... Neville, that could have been the chosen one. And do you know what I mean? And Voldemort made that choice based on his assumptions. And I just kind of felt that, well, there was no Voldemort character in this decision making. I still felt that, you know, there were two options. And feel like that's hung, like that's thrown a huge spanner in the works of how this could all play out. I wasn't too surprised about the whole self-sacrificing part of the prophecy, because I felt that something like that was likely to be the case. And I mean, she clearly felt that that was where things were headed as well, so that didn't really throw me for six that much. It ended differently to what I expected, but I still found it really interesting. And I like the whole shapeshifter impersonation thing. I think that's kind of interesting too. I don't know. I liked it. I'm going to throw it out there, though. I'm thinking I prefer Court of Mist and Fury. I actually think I'm preferring that series at this point of time. I didn't think I'd ever say that. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought I was trying to decide, because Empire of Storms and Court of Mist and Fury are both in that category in the Goodreads Choice Award thing. And I was thinking, which one of these books did I really enjoy reading more? And then I ended up going with Gemini anyway in the end. But I actually think that as a book that I wanted to reread straight away, The Court of Mist and Fury was like Empire of Storms was great, but it wasn't like as awesome as, say...
It was a consolidation.
Queen of Shadows was amazing.
Yeah.
But see, I don't think...
This one was definitely just a consolidation book, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, it's really wrapping up all the bits and pieces. And it did it in a brilliant way, in the fact that It wrapped you up, but still threw enough stuff at you that you were entertained. But it's been solidly plotted. It's been very solidly thought out. I don't feel like she's just picking up stuff randomly and going, yeah, that's how that was meant to be. Like, you know, especially considering all of these short stories, which I've never read, but I can make an assumption that she must have had a good plan for a lot of this earlier on.
Otherwise, yeah, I mean,
she write all those
she
short
could have
stories?
Just brought them back.
She might have, but if so, it was done in a very neat fashion.
Yes, so. It was well written. And I do think that having one book to finish it all is going to be like, if it's less than 1,000 pages, I'll be shocked. It's like, there's a lot to happen.
It's going to kill us, this book, I reckon. I think it's a heart attack. The whole Manon storyline too was just amazing. It was just amazing. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Oh my goodness, I'm having a look at the best young adult fantasy and science fiction semi-final round nominees. How do I choose one? How do I choose one?
Yep, that was my problem too.
Because it's got The Winner's Kiss on there as well. And okay, sorry, I totally just changed the subject then.
It's okay.
Okay, so then the other book that I have just finished, quite literally finished this morning, and I just started it, I think, last time, or almost just started it last time, was Never Night by Jay Kristoff, which was good. I can't say that I absolutely passionately loved it. I couldn't, like, wait to keep hearing it. I liked it. I didn't love it. I don't know if it was because I didn't like the voice of the guy that was doing the reading.
Oh.
He made it a bit difficult at times. He grew on me as it went. But, like, that's nearly, like, 25 hours worth of audiobook, that one. That one took ages. It finished really well, though. I was really...
Yeah.
It had a really good ending. I really liked it. I definitely want to read the next one. There's no doubt about that. When is that coming out? Have I gotten in late enough that I'm... going to be
I think it's next year, like
it's only just come out
like August or something, wasn't it?
So is this one only just come out, like, in the last few months?
It was before the Writers' Festival, so yes. It was, like, the beginning of August or something, I think.
Okay, right, so it was a reasonably new one. Okay.
Yes, sorry, you have to wait.
That's okay. That's all right. I'll survive. So, yeah, I liked it. I think next time I'll try not to audiobook it. I think I'll try and read it. I didn't get, as far as I'm aware, I didn't get any of these little footnotes or anything because it was an audiobook. So I feel like maybe that would
be
doing it. But, yes.
Yeah, well, the footnotes are kind – most of them are pretty funny. Like, they just – they give, like, a lighter side to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's pretty grim.
Mm. No, it was pretty good, but it was done in a good way. I don't know. I really liked it.
Oh yeah, it wasn't like, you know, depressingly grim. But it was grisly. That's what I mean. But yeah, the footnotes are kind of funny. Extra information about what's going on. So
okay, yeah. And then I had bought on Audible halfway through Nevernight, so a good couple of weeks ago at least, but it's taken me a lot longer to finish that than I expected. But I bought The Thousandth Floor by Catherine McGee, which is a debut novel that must have come out maybe a month or two ago now, but I thought it sounded really interesting. So I'm going to finally start that one, basically. Finally.
Okay. Is that a sci-fi?
So it's like, I think it's kind of a science fiction, maybe dystopian. It's set in Manhattan in 2118. So it's 100 years in the future. And yeah, I think it's just, it's a bit techie. I think there's going to be a bit of a dystopian. It seemed a little bit fluffier than Nevernight, which I kind of think I need right now. Nevernight was pretty full on. So, yeah, hopefully it's good. It sounded interesting to me.
Yep.
For that sort of a light, fluffy, interesting, easy read.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay.
So, what have you been reading?
Okay, well, it's been such a long time since the last time we spoke, and a lot's been going on, but I've been reading a load of stuff. Okay, so I read Gemina, which is the second Illuminae book. By Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff.
I am going to read this series at some point.
Yep,
I'm going to get there.
Well, I liked the second one a lot better than the first one. So this is another space
opera,
science fiction opera, I suppose you call it. And it's sort of set at the same time as what's going on in Illuminae, but in a different location. So it's different people and different kind of related events, but... The new people isn't the problem because they're awesome, and I liked this one a lot better. I think I already mentioned this earlier, but I finished the Raven King, like the Raven Boys series.
Yes, I will get to that. Steve Banner.
I loved that. That's awesome.
I can get them on audiobook.
Yep.
I have actually borrowed it, and then I was reading, like listening to something else, and it expired before I got a chance.
What else did I read? Oh, there's a lot. But I actually lately I haven't been reading quite as much. Because I have really been getting hooked and obsessed with Supernatural.
That was very random.
So
I watched the first two seasons of that when they first came out, but then I kind of, I don't know, got involved in something.
Yeah, so I started watching it on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And there are
like
nine
seasons.
Yes. No, there are 12 seasons.
Oh, we're only
we're
got
in the middle
eight
of the 12.
Okay.
On Netflix, it's got 9 seasons. And
hey, that's still a lot.
I know, and I am now, this is like, okay, so I've been watching it for probably about 5 weeks now.
You've got
and
up to
I'm
season...
up to season 6.
Oh my goodness.
I can't stop watching it. It's really good.
That's hilarious.
Like when I was watching the first season, I was watching the first few episodes, I'm like, okay, this could be really cheesy and kind of crap.
I didn't mind it, but I didn't think I loved it. But I know that people are hooked on it because it's still going. So
yeah,
maybe I need to give it another go.
And fifth seasons are really excellent.
Okay.
It's great. Like the funny thing with it is that there are 22 episodes in each season.
Yeah.
And so the ones in the middle, it means that the story can get dragged out a lot longer. So the episodes in the middle can be a bit wishy-washy and shit. And they can do stuff like meta episodes where they're swapping bodies and, you know, weird yes. stuff's going on. And sometimes you just like, oh my God. But they're, all the little it's very funny.
Fillers can yeah. be a bit.
But anyway, I love it. And I'm not going to stop watching it now. I'm halfway through season six already. And yeah. So yeah, that's my new fan. So now I have like the Super Hulock trilogy thing down. I've got Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock. Sherlock. That's the big crossover thing in the Tumblr world, apparently. Is so, it? Yeah. And when I do get to read on the train, I have been reading Heartless by Marissa Meyer.
Is it good?
It's excellent. It's really okay. good. I wasn't sure what to expect because it is like Alice in Wonderland kind of retelling type yes. thing. But it's actually really good. And it's mostly because Marissa Meyer writes really great romance.
Yes.
And so, and I know that because it's the Queen of Hearts, it's all going to be heartbreak in the end. And I'm actually really close to being finished. I've got like 80 pages to go. So it's all happening. It's really, really good. Got to read
really
it.
I'm really hoping it's quite I long. Can read that.
It's like over 600 pages.
Break. But,
which is long for a YA book.
Of which my break will consist of looking after two small children. But... I don't know. I've been getting a lot. My oldest has had gastro this week, so she's been off school. But I've still been able to audiobook read. So that's yeah. been good.
But when she's at home, can't you just like yeah, well, shove her in front of the TV? And
well, yes, like she's been I sick. I haven't been too upset about her
yeah, watching me yeah, on TV. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah.
So I've been audiobook reading as I've been folding, washing and
oh, okay.
doing all those mundane chores that you have to get through in life.
And yeah.
I did get her to watch The NeverEnding Story.
Oh, right, okay.
She loved it.
Oh, right.
I fast-forwarded.
Okay.
The horse.
The scary horse bit.
I didn't remember it was that close to the beginning. I was like, oh, you don't need to watch this. She goes, does the horse die? And I'm like, maybe, but you still don't want to watch it because it's sad.
Yeah. That traumatised me as a child.
It did. She didn't see that traumatised, actually. She was like, what's with that mud? And I'm like, don't watch, don't watch.
You have to let kids experience these things so they can be upset for themselves, right? It was Supernova on the weekend last yes. weekend, and I saw so many little kids dressed up as like Harley Quinn and stuff, and I was just like, oh,
wasn't this full on?
And we were saying to them, like, have you seen the movie? Do you like the movie? And they're like, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like, oh my they God. Saw that's Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah.
Is that R-rated?
I don't think it's R-rated,
oh,
no.
Okay.
But yeah, Supernatural was great. Supernova was great. It was I just love the atmosphere with all the mm-hmm. nerdy type of people. I just think it's great fun.
Yep.
I love volunteering because I get to meet lots of other people who I can fangirl about Supernatural with in the okay. middle of the day when there's no one around. It was great. There weren't like that many people there I wanted to, like stars there to meet. Like Nathan yep. Fillion was there, which was amazing. And
yep.
I was right up close to him, but I didn't actually speak to him.
Yep.
But and there was the girl who plays Katana in Suicide Squad, Karen
okay.
Fukuhama, I think her name is. She's really lovely. She's like about this short. She's really yeah. short, but she's really friendly, and she was really nice to all the fans that came to meet her and stuff. And there were lots of other people. The other person who I was on the line for was Ian Bowen from Teen Wolf.
Okay.
I haven't watched Teen Wolf at all. I felt really bad because all these really big fangirls were coming up and
yeah.
like, oh my God, it's a Teen Wolf. I'm like, I haven't watched it.
That's how I feel when I get a book signed by an author that I actually yeah. haven't read their books.
Okay, so that's all we've got time for today. We're in a bit of a rush right, to finish this off, unfortunately. But if you want to send us feedback, or if you want to fangirl with me about Supernatural or anything else that we've mentioned today, you can email us contact@teaandthetreetops.com, or you can get in touch with us on Twitter @teatreetops or @oakenbookcase.
You can also find a list of all the books and things we've talked about in this episode, as well as all our book reviews at the Tea in the Treetops blog, teaandthetreetops.com. Thanks so much for listening.
And if we don't see, like, talk to you before Christmas, have a very happy Christmas or whatever other holiday you're celebrating in the near future.
And we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.